are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate. And joining us this morning, Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave.
And how are we doing this morning?
Well, good. The wind isn't blowing.
Yes. Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Yes, it is. So it's a wonderful change.
It really
is. It is indeed.
But a nice fall day in store for us, and it looks pretty good through the weekend.
It does.
So if anybody's got plans, and of course Halloween looks good for the kids.
Yeah,
so
clean up more leaves. We can always do that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's plenty to do this time of year, isn't there?
There is. And it's just nice to have fall. You know, not too hot, not too cold, not too windy. It's just nice to have some of those perfect days.
It really is. And, of course, we want to talk about the goings-on over in Fort Pierce. So what do we want to talk about this morning?
Well, the most urgent thing on our minds right now is the meeting tonight. Dr. John Ball from SDSU, everyone recognizes him as the state's tree expert, is going to be in Fort Pierce at a public meeting. I was delighted that he made himself available. We've been working on a plan for mitigating the expected infestation of the emerald ash borer for a number of years. And we appointed an arbor board a couple of years ago, and that's pretty much all they've worked on is the plan, the inventory, which takes a long time to to count and mark every ash tree on public land in Fort Pierre. That's a big project. But we have been working on that because we want to be ready. We don't have any sign of the emerald ash borer in this community yet. But it's kind of a matter of time. Everybody understands that.
Right. And this is the opportunity to kind of get out in front of that, be prepared, and figure out what you're going to do.
Exactly. And, you know, for a small community like Fort Pierre, we don't have the resources to address an infestation like that in 1 year. We don't have the budget. And so we needed to spread that out. And then we have been looking at, as we plan on taking out some of the trees, replacing them with some good variety species of trees that will be resistant to disease.
That is good. So for the information tonight at the meeting, what are people going to find out?
Well, they can ask Dr. Ball any question they have on they perhaps have one or two or three or four nice specimen ash trees in their yard that they are interested in keeping, or perhaps it's not on their property. Perhaps it's in the boulevard, which is the city's property,
right?
But they still are interested in keeping it. And so we will talk about that. We will talk about how we can identify those trees that should be treated, because it's not free. It will cost over a period of 10 years, it will cost about $1,000 per tree. And so, first of all, we're not going to save every tree. We just can't. So there will be a protocol, and we'll identify some qualities of the trees that we will be looking to keep. And so those are the kinds of questions that the public will be free to ask tonight. So the meeting is at the Sutley Senior Center at 7 o'clock. And so we are particularly asking Fort Pierre residents who want to know what Fort Pierce protocol will be to come. But Pierre residents are welcome to come, too, because when the ash borer is in one community, it will be in both.
Absolutely.
Right. So it will be a community thing. So everyone's welcome to come and ask your questions and get them answered, hopefully.
All right. That sounds good. Yeah, it's always important to get that information out there.
It is. It is. And it seems like it's an impossible thing because not everybody, I'm sorry to say this, Dave, not everybody listens to the radio, you know.
Right.
Not everybody reads the newspaper. Not everybody is on Facebook all the time, you know. So you just have to use a variety of ways to get information out.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, what it's all about. And we encourage folks to, you know, if they have any questions, concerns, this is the perfect time to come on out.
It is. It absolutely is.
And what else is happening these days across the
river? Well, we talked about vacation rentals. And that was an ordinance that we have, again, that's something we've worked on for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to get the right balance. We want to allow some vacation rentals, but we don't want the town to be filled up with rentals that are only for short term. We want to have housing for teachers and families and employees who come in and just need a place to you know, traditional rentals. So we're just trying to find that balance.
Yeah, it's a fine line you have to walk, and that's what you're trying to do.
We're trying.
And, of course, if anybody has questions about the ordinance and everything, they can either come in, they can give a call, and get all the information.
Exactly, yeah.
Perfect.
We are always available in the office, and someone will respond to you. If we don't have an immediate answer, we'll get it.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. Anything else this morning?
I think that's all I have on my mind this morning.
Excellent. Well, enjoy this beautiful fall weather we've got ahead of us.
Exactly. And, yeah. You too.
We'll do. And we'll talk again next week.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Thank you. There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning on this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you by Lee Real Estates.